Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sisterson, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by Earth Mama's Apothecary and LittleShaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about not protecting the narcissist anymore. It's a common thing with narcissistic relationships that people around the narcissistic person try to protect narcissists in their lives, usually from the consequences of their own bad decisions. So I wanted to address that on the show today. While it's not uncommon to find that pathologically narcissistic people have chased everyone in their lives away with their bad behavior, it's also common for them to be surrounded by people who go out of their way to protect and cushion the narcissist from any negative consequences. For example, let's say the pathologically narcissistic person has racked up a large amount of parking tickets and they're going to face legal consequences. Rather than allow this person to face the consequences as they should, someone takes money they don't really have to pay the narcissist bill off so they don't get in trouble. Or say the narcissist foolishly spent money they needed for the electric bill and now it's going to be shut off. Rather than let the narcissistic person endure the loss of a pretty important utility service, someone around the narcissist pays the bill. This is the difference between enabling and helping. If someone had an unexpected emergency come up, like a car repair, and they can't pay their utility bill because of that, that's one thing. In that situation, a person might truly need help. But if someone just throws their money away, they don't need help with paying bills. What they need is to face the consequences of their actions so that they'll learn to do the right thing. That is what would be best for them. And if they've never learned, then it's what it is. Protecting people from their own bad decisions is not really protecting them at all. All it's doing is protecting them from consequences, which doesn't allow them to grow up and mature. People learn from making mistakes and facing negative consequences. If they're never permitted to do so, they're never going to learn. Many times, people take responsibility for the narcissist's mistakes or bad decisions out of fear because they don't want to deal with the temper tantrum that will result if they don't do it. But people also protect the narcissist from consequences out of a misguided sense of responsibility. Pathologically narcissistic people are very good at using guilt and at blame shifting. They spend a large part of their lives pushing the responsibility for their feelings, decision, behavior, and lives onto other people. Sometimes the reasoning they use sounds absolutely ridiculous to people, but it will often work on those that care about them. For instance, using our previous example about the utility bill, if the person who's being asked for money attempts to chastise the narcissist for spending their money before paying their bills, the narcissist might say something like, "Well, if you hadn't held me back, I would have a better job and I could afford it." Or they might say, "Well, I guess my kids won't have any heat because you don't care." This is, of course, absurd and even stupid. It's obviously the narcissist who doesn't care. The people who love the pathologically narcissistic person will be affected by these types of comments just the same. They care about the narcissist, they care about the family, and they don't want them to be upset or hurt. This is understandable, but it's a mistake. Giving in out of fear is an even bigger mistake. When you give in to bad behavior, you reinforce it. Worse than that, you're teaching the narcissistic person that they never have to take responsibility for anything because someone will always be there to rescue them. I remember a situation where a narcissistic person routinely wasted their money, bought whatever they wanted, and ignored their bills. The grandmother of the narcissist continuously paid for everything and came to the rescue in every single crisis so that things didn't get cut off or repossessed. If she resisted, which was rare, but it did happen, there were huge temper tantrums and even violence such as smashing things and kicking in doors. If the grandmother did not have the money or the resources to rescue the narcissist at a particular time, others in the family would step in and do it so that the narcissist would leave the grandmother alone. After decades of rescuing the narcissist repeatedly, the grandmother passed away. The narcissistic person had never been forced to face consequences or learn how to actually manage their own life and lost everything, until yet another person in the family stepped in to take over where the grandmother had left off. It isn't just about money either. We see the same dynamic at play in many situations regarding consequences. For example, let's say the narcissistic person in your life is being totally out of control. They are screaming, they are accusing, they're saying absolutely horrible things in front of your children or even to your children. They have just worked themselves up into a frenzy. You decide that you can't deal with it anymore and you throw them out of the house. For the rest of the day, they're calling and sending you text messages about how you abandoned them, you're evil, you're unfair, how can you do this? They're homeless now, it's freezing out here. Everything they can say to make you feel guilty. Instead of forcing them to face the consequences of their behavior, you let them back in. And because you do that, they behave that way again and again and again, using the same old tired lines to get back in every time. By not forcing people to face the consequences of their behavior, you teach them that there are none. This is especially common in situations where pathologically narcissistic people are being violent or when they're threatening suicide. What should be done in these situations is that the authorities should be called. But sometimes this doesn't happen because people want to protect the narcissist. They might not want the narcissistic person to get in trouble or be embarrassed or lose their job. Maybe they don't want the neighbors to know or talk about it. People also often take more responsibility on themselves than they should here, believing that whatever consequences the narcissist faces will be their fault because they made the call. I actually hear that all the time. The narcissist is in jail because of me, or I feel bad because I ruined the narcissist's life. They lost their job because I had them arrested for attacking me, or they were put into a psychiatric facility because they were threatening suicide and I called the police. This is not the case. The responsibility here falls on the narcissist. They ruined their own life. They are in jail or a residential treatment facility because of their own behavior. Many people have ended up dead or attending funerals because they didn't want their loved one to get in trouble, so just remember that. Sometimes it needs to be done. In the example of the enabling grandmother, nobody ever called the police or any authorities at all. The narcissist was able to terrorize the grandmother for years and years with no consequences whatsoever. That's wrong and it should not have happened. The grandmother had no peace and the narcissist never learned how to take care of herself. She still doesn't know how. And now that none of the original enablers can help her, she bullies and manipulates money out of her kids. It never ends if somebody doesn't do something. Pathologically narcissistic people will take as much latitude as you will give them. It's important to create and enforce strong boundaries so that you're not taken advantage of and so that you're helping your loved one in the best way possible. The truth is, you can't protect a person from their own bad decisions or the consequences of them, and you shouldn't. You're not helping. People, and that means all people, need to take responsibility for their own lives and their own decisions. It's the only way they can become a successful adult. They need to learn that there's consequences for their behavior. If you really want to help, stop helping. Deal with the guilt and do what's best for everybody by refusing to be an enabler any longer. And if once you stop, they still cannot learn that there are consequences for their behavior, to be perfectly honest, that's their problem. It's not your responsibility. You just need to remember that. Hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online and over the phone Monday through Friday, so if you're interested in speaking with me, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.